Today is the 14th of March. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful windy day. This wind has been taking me out. Like, can we just talk about that for just a second? Like, this wind that has been taking place in the UK, especially where I live, has been extremely rough this week. So I have literally kind of been taking my time to kind of get into work. But anyway, with all that said, we're going to continue in the line of worship. We are going to continue exploring the name of Jesus. And our verse of the day, family, comes from Psalms 80, verse 7. And it says this: Restore us, O God Almighty. Make your face shine upon us, that we may be saved. O God, the maker of new things, sometimes we feel so old and worn. Our souls are weary from the fight. We need your presence and strength to restore us. Please restore us to your side and make your grace alive in us. Please restore us to your love and share it with others through us. Please restore us to your righteousness so others can see your character in us. Please restore us, and not just us, but please restore all those who call on your mighty name so that the world may see you in us and come to know your saving grace. This we pray in your precious, precious, precious name. This week we have been looking at the name of Jesus. We have been exploring the power in that name, and we can truly say that there is power in the name of Jesus. Not just because we can sing those lyrics, but because we personally have experienced the power of that name in our individual lives. And so because of that, because of who he is, I just want you to reflect on the God that we serve. And in this moment, as you worship your King, as you worship your Redeemer, as you worship the Lamb, I want you to realize that as you do so, everything comes into alignment with your God. Everything comes into alignment with your God. And so as you worship him in this moment, as you worship him right now, as you take the time to give him glory for who he is, I pray that his reality, his vision of you, becomes so clear in your mind. I want you to know the authority that you carry just because of that name. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you, Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ.
nothing can stand against. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
You didn't want heaven without us. So Jesus, you brought heaven down. Ooh. My sin was great, your love was greater. What can separate us now? What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name. The name of Jesus. What a majestic name, the name of Jesus. There is saving in the name of Jesus. Oh, there is grace in the name of Jesus. Oh, there is mercy and forgiveness in the name, the name of Jesus. Oh, there's authority in the name, in the name, in the name of Jesus. There is healing in the name of Jesus. Everything you'll ever need is in the name, in the name, in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
That fell tall before you, you silenced the boast of sin and grave. The heavens are roaring the praise of your glory, for you have raised to life again. Death could not hold you, the veil tore before you, you silenced the boast,
yeah,
of sin and grave.
Everyone lift your voice.
The heavens are roaring the praise of your glory, for you are raised to life again. For you have no rival, you have no equal, and now and forever our God reigns. For yours is the kingdom, yours is the glory, and yours is the name above all names. Sing, you have no rival, and you have no equal, now and forever our God reigns. Yours is the kingdom,
yeah,
yours is the glory, yours is the name.
Lord, the authority that is carried in his name. Luke 4 verse 41 says, and demons also came out of many crying, you are the Son of God. But he rebuked them and would not allow them to speak because they knew that he was Christ. Acts 7 verse 55 says, but he, full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Luke 10 verse 17 says, the 27 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. And so the Bible says that Jesus performed at least 6 exorcisms and that the demons fled because they knew Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus being seated at the right hand of God is a metaphor used by Jesus himself to show God has vested his power and authority on him. Demons know we are the disciples of Christ, and so therefore they will flee when we rebuke them in his name. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name, what a powerful name, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, that as we mention that name, all knees got to bow and tongue confess that he is Christ the Lord. Oh, Father, we cry on the name of Jesus. Oh, we cry on the name of Jesus. Yes, we cry on the name of Jesus. Yeah.
And so if you happen to just be listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to that majestic name, you want to surrender your life to him right now, I just want to say a prayer with you that will change your life forever. And so I want you to repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner. And I ask your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. And so if you have prayed that prayer, congratulations. And welcome to the family. Oh Lord, we give you praise, we give you praise, we give you praise for this moment, oh God. And so as you begin to cry out that name, you're going to see mountains moved. As you begin to cry out that name, there is a joy, love, peace and hope that will just rest upon you. And as you have given your life to him, you are now a new creation, no more in condemnation, and I congratulate you for making that decision. Ah, Father, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor. This is what it's about. This is what it's about, reconciling hearts back to God. And so our prayer this week is how we praise and magnify the lovely name of Jesus,
who set aside the glory he had in heaven with the Father before the world was made, to come to earth and be born as man, so that through his perfect life and sacrificial death, sinners such as us may be redeemed from the pit of destruction, forgiven of our sins, and have peace with the God the Father. Thank you that you have made yourself of no reputation and were born as a humble slave so that you can live a perfect life and become the sinless sacrifice for the sin of the whole world, so that through his perfect life and sacrificial death, sinners such as us may be redeemed from the pit of destruction, forgiven of our sins, and have peace with the God the Father. Thank you that you have made yourself of no reputation and were born as a humble slave so that you can live a perfect life and become the sinless sacrifice for the sin of the whole world. Thank you that you are the propitiation for our sins, and that by believing in you, we have been returned into sweet fellowship with the Father. Dear Jesus, you alone deserve all our honor and glory and worship and praise, and we confess you as our Lord and Savior now and forevermore. Praise your holy name. This we pray in your precious name. Amen and amen and amen. So once again, if you are new here on Heart of Worship, welcome to the family. If you were one of those people that gave your life to Christ, please reach out to me on Instagram at JCMayFamily. I need you to share this. I need you to be a part of spreading the word of Heart of Worship. So if you know that this is blessing you, even if it's just to leave a review on iTunes or on Castbox or however you are listening to this, it would be an amazing blessing, so that people can search, because people are finding, I don't even know how people are finding us, but they are. But if you can leave a review, if you can spread the word, that would be absolutely amazing. But with all that said, may flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Family, until tomorrow, stay blessed. I love you, and continue lifting up the name of Jesus. Bye.